Blog Talk Radio.
Tell your girl.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I got angels watching over me. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you would move by your spirit. Amen. Strengthen those that need strengthening today. Amen. Open up the doors. Amen. Praise God. And give them a chance to know you for themselves. Praise God. We are living in the last days, God, and so I'm asking them to do a quick work. Amen. Bind up Satan and all his tricks and traps in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus all over God's people. Amen. Hallelujah. Bringing in total deliverance and healing. Amen. Praise God in your name. Praise God. My thought for today is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. Behold simply means to look at me. Amen. I am the only one, Jesus said, that can help you. Amen. So you need to look at him for all your situations in life, amen, what you're going through and what you're about to do, because the Bible say, amen, praise God. If we look at the word itself, amen, praise God. In John 16 and 33, it said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, in this world, saints, amen, praise God, we can never paint a pretty picture, amen, praise God, amen, because before you got saved, amen, you went through something, amen, and then after you're saved, you're going to go through something. But when you go through this time, you got your brother to back you up. You got your, amen, your father's son to back you up, praise God. Then it say in Acts 14 and 22, confirming the souls of the disciples, amen, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. You're not going to even enter in if you saying that you ain't going through, you'll never go through anything, then you won't need Jesus. So Jesus is saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And I tell you what behold means, praise God. You simply, amen, got to look at who is calling you and knocking at your door, the door of your heart. For you have tried everything and everyone in the world, and literally they could not help you. Amen. They don't have the ability to save you nor heal you, nor deliver you. Amen, praise God. And the little things that they can do, some of us, amen, got crazy family and crazy friends. Amen, they'll say they're with you and then turn their back on you when you go through stuff. Amen. So what you are facing today has caused you to almost go crazy. Amen, you catch a lot of people that are in the mental institution today because the problems of life were so overwhelming, amen, until they could not take anymore. So their mind just literally flipped. In many instances, amen, praise God, people go crazy when they have lost their loved ones, and so many other things happen. So Jesus, amen, is saying, behold, I stand. And that word I is a pronoun, meaning that the person, amen, that is knocking on your door is Jesus Christ. The I is the pronoun. Jesus is the noun. Do not look at anyone else but Jesus. You can't look at, amen, mama gonna die. Amen, praise God, and she's gonna go on. You won't see her anymore in the form that she was in, amen, in the world. Amen. Amen, praise God. And so, amen, when she go on, amen, we praying that she will go on to heaven, because in any instances, we are going to be transformed. Amen, praise God. We're going to be transformed in the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ, transformed in the likeness of this demonic entity that's in the world today, and his name is Satan. And so when we end up in heaven, amen, praise God. We're going to have a glorified body, but those that go to hell, if you would look in the realm, amen, you could see how demons look and how those people, amen, praise God, look when they leave this earth. They're going in there where worms never die not. Amen, praise God. Worms be crawling all on your body. You can't knock them off. Amen, they'll come back on. Amen. It's going to be so hot in hell, you're not going to be able to take a breather. Amen. Like the king, amen, did with Lazarus. He said his tongue was so hot. Amen. Praise God. So there is some information there to let you know that, amen, you're going to have those body parts. Amen. Praise God. You might not have that in the flesh like, but whatever the spirit part of your body is going to be like, amen, that's what you're going to have it. And you're going to look just like demons, amen, praise God. So when Jesus is coming, amen, praise God, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, amen, praise God. That means he's trying to get your attention, amen, praise God. Amen. He's standing in this instance to continue. He's continually being steadfast, unmovable, standing at your door of your heart and knocking and asking you, come in. Amen. Sup with me. Amen. It's getting hard. Amen. Things going to go on in your life. Amen. Praise God. That's going to literally cause you, amen, a lot of suffering. But through it all, amen, you're going to have to learn how to trust in him. Life, it literally throws you a sour lemon. Amen, praise God. And most of us, amen, we look at it and say, oh, that's just a part of life, amen, and that will happen. Yeah, that is a part of life, and these things do happen. But, amen, there's a decision you have to make, and you need to make it today. Amen, who you going to serve? Amen, because, amen, praise God, amen, this enemy is out to keep. He's out to steal, and he will destroy you. He'll mess up your mind. He'll mess up your reasoning and your logic, your understanding of how life should be. Amen. Praise God. He'll cause you to sin. Amen. And then you can't get out of it. He's not a friend. Amen. He'll do you evil. So Jesus say, amen, I'm coming. Amen. And I'm standing at your door. Amen. Let me come in so that I can keep you in the midst of these tribulations, because they are going to come. Revelation chapter 3 is the focal point. Amen. Praise God. And the verses that we will use. And the Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and I will sup with him and he with me. And then it said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit, amen, with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father. Now, in this world, praise God, because of tribulations, because of the sufferings and afflictions, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so because of this, amen, we have to overcome. The Bible said we must be able to overcome. Amen. And overcome literally, amen, takes us into the position to overcome what? You got to overcome the strategies of the devil. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and their powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. Praise God. So we have to put on the whole armor. And the whole armor is something that you have to put on every day. Praise God. Excuse me. You just cannot put it on and then take it off. You cannot, amen, stop praying, amen, when you think, amen, praise God, everything is well, you just not getting the answer. You got to continue to pray, to press in there until you get an answer. Solomon, when he prayed after he had built his house and the temple, he prayed before the Lord, and then he waited. He didn't move. He didn't deter. Amen. Praise God. From what his heart had, amen, spoken and desire of the Lord until he heard an answer. We, as soon as we pray, we give up or we go on our way. Not getting an answer, but from the Lord before we go. And there's so many people that end up dying before their time. Amen. Praise God. So we got to be able to overcome as Jesus has overcome, amen, the strategies of the enemy. The Bible said he had learned obedience by the things that he suffered. So during tribulation and afflictions, all of these things that we're going through, amen, we're being made in the process. And whatever the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around for our good. He's going to make something good come out of this. Amen, and that's a closer relationship with him. That was a young woman, amen, and she had inquired of the Lord whether she should go to a little town, amen, to this service, amen, and she really wanted to go. She was an evangelist, and she prayed and asked the pastor for his word, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of the Lord, amen, and the Lord told us, no, you can't go at this time, daughter. She went on and headed toward that little town anyway. On her way there, she had a bad accident and died. You're going to need Jesus in your life. You can't do this here, amen, praise God, thing by yourself, praise God. It was harder than enough before you got saved. Amen, praise God. There was another young lady that came down from Louisiana. Her husband had beat her many, many times over and over. But her love, the flesh love, caused her to want to stay around him. So she went, and this pastor told her, say, don't go back to your husband because he's going to kill you. And so she went on back home, amen, and she waited, separated from him, and came back months later. And the prophet told her the same thing, said, don't go around your husband because he's going to kill you. He done already told you and done told you how he's going to kill you, and don't go around him. And so she decided, okay, I'm going to go on and obey what the pastor is saying. Amen. She sought the advice of the Lord. She sought the advice of Jesus Christ. When she got back, amen, in town, her husband convinced her to get in the car and go for a ride with her and the children. As they sat in the car, amen, at a secluded area, he told her, he said, remember I told you, if you come back around me, he said, I'm going to kill you. He took and put the gun in her mouth like the prophet had told her, all of these in detail, and he blew the lady's brains out. When it's time for you to obey Jesus, it's time for you to literally come to him and allow him to come into you. Now, he's standing at the door and knocking, and he said he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. We, as the body of Christ, amen, praise God, need to understand that there were seven churches, praise God, and all of them had issues, amen, praise God. Our church today is the body, it's physical body itself, amen. We are the temple. So we don't have to go in a church, amen, praise God, of natural origin to have issues, amen. Although you find that in the church more than you find it anywhere else, you find more people that are doing everything in the church, amen, praise God. Before the church was established, amen, by Jesus Christ, when he talked to Peter, and he told him, upon this rock, amen, he'll build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, amen, and rock, amen, me and Petra, praise God. Well, one of the things that they used to do back in Moses' time, amen, praise God, and then during King David and Solomon's time was the temple and the tabernacle was there, but the congregation would meet on the outside of the tabernacle, praise God, and the only one that was allowed to go in was the high priest, Aaron, and his sons, amen, praise God. So the congregation, amen, stayed on the outside. That means sin stayed out of the church. Sin wasn't in the church. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And so if Aaron or any priest would go in there and they were sinning, amen, and God knew it, amen, one of the things that they had on them was a rope tied around their waist, amen, with a bell on it. And if they could not hear that bell, praise God, move around, then they know that the priest, amen, has sinned, amen, and he wasn't going to come out of there alive because God is a holy God. But because the congregation met on the outside, that means there wasn't any sin coming into the church. Now today, sin is spread all in the church, amen. The pastor can't preach for looking at the sister that done wore the dress too tight and, amen, way up above her knee, amen, and she's sitting up there, amen, praise God, with half her legs wide open, and that is the pastor, amen, praise God, is stumbling off the word of trying to figure out how he can get to her, and she not tell anybody. Well, this sin need to stop, amen, praise God, because Jesus say he's coming. He's coming, and you can't harden your hearts, and the Bible say, and unto the angels of the church of Laodicea write, amen, these things said the amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Somebody today, amen, is straddling the fence, like the old folks say. Amen, praise God, and they doing everything. Amen. 1 minute, amen, they out there playing the gay life, and then the next minute they in church, amen, and said they done clean up, amen, and want to lead the choir. Amen, what can you do for me with your faggot self? Amen, praise God, because that's what, amen, the terminology is called the old folks used to call them a fag or whatever. Well, they doing it the same thing today, but they just saying homosexual and lesbian. So these things are incorrect in the church, and God don't want you to be in that, amen, kind of lifestyle anymore. Amen, praise God. He wants you to come in, amen, and be in the lifestyle of holiness. So he's calling you for it. Jesus said, I'm knocking. Come on out of that lifestyle. Stop committing adultery. I'm knocking. Amen, praise God. Because when a man that's married to a woman commits adultery of vice versa, and they go out there, amen, praise God, and do their thing, amen, it brings in, amen, a lot of issues, amen, praise God. And then when they commit an adultery with a woman, amen, or a man that's single, amen, that's, amen, adultery, amen, and that person is fornicating. And then, amen, praise God, after all of those lusts are conceived, it brings forth the death. So Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Let me come on in. You did enough when you was out there in the world. Now I want to clean you up, straighten you out, amen, because it's getting ready to get bad down here. Amen. You went through tribulations before, amen, you got saved, but now that you're in salvation, the enemy is really going to hit you hard. If you gave up homosexual lives, amen, praise God, the enemy going to always remind you that you were in that kind of situation. He's going to always remind you that you are a homemonger, amen, an adulteress, a fornicator, a lie. He's going to always bring that up to your face. But Jesus said, when the enemy throws those darts at you, like Ephesians said, whoop, amen, I'm going to be right there, amen, to catch every dart, amen, and not only will I catch it, but I'll throw it back at the enemy. So he said in the word, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. He said you can be either cold or be hot. It's better that you not come to God if you're not ready. Amen, praise God, than to come in there and be a big old mess up. Amen, praise God. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So now if you lukewarm, you start straddling the fence, amen, and I done knocked on the door, you don't let me in. You can't have no two masters. You can't serve me and you can't serve Satan. So one of us got to go. And Jesus don't mind leaving you behind if you don't want him. You got to choose. You got to love. You got to have so much of love in you that you want him because he first loved you. Amen. Amen. And so the Bible said, because thou sayest, I am rich, Amen. Those that are high society, amen. Those that are out there, amen, thinking they're all that in a bag of chips, amen. And their riches can get them anything. Don't have to worry about nothing. Try being, amen, going through and being poor, amen, praise God, amen. And then you'll see what it is for Jesus to pick you up and take care of you. And increase with goods. Now, you got everything. You got your bling bling. You got your Lamborghini and your Mercedes Benz. You got your, amen, J. Renee shoes and all of these brand name clothing, amen. And you got, amen, steak on your table every day if you wanted a, amen, praise God, caviar, amen. And the choice wines, amen, praise God, because when you're in the world, you drink wine, amen, praise God. But when you save, you don't. So you got all this going for you, and you got your friends, your little cliques that come by, amen, and eat up half of your food, and you go in and refurbish everything, restock, replenish, amen, everything, so you don't need God, you don't need nobody. But even you, amen, in the midst of your riches, amen, praise God, like Jesus told the rich man, sell everything you have and come unto him, amen, and he wouldn't do it. So even in the midst of your riches, amen, praise God, you're going to suffer tribulations. You're going to go through something, amen, praise God. So he's saying, amen, you thinking you have need of nothing. Well, you do, amen, because, amen, everybody wants a God, amen, and they'll build their own gods out of wood, but the only true and living God is Jesus Christ. No, it's not that they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Amen. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Now God saw and said, he said, I'm taking counsel. Amen. I'm holding a conversation with you. I'm giving you reasoning and logic. Amen. Praise God. On the things that you need to do. Amen. Concerning your life. He said, now buy of me gold tried in the fire. When you go in and you buy of Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, that means that you have become that, praise God, that possession, amen. And a gold is tried in the fire to be burnt many times, put in the furnace, amen, of affliction, and be burnt many times until it come out almost like the world do it, 90% gold, 99% gold. Amen, praise God, because God is purging and he's pruning out through these tribulations and suffering. Everything that's in you that, amen, the enemy has tried to make you cling to so that you can totally depend on God. He is the one that you need to depend on. Thou, amen, praise God, mayest be rich and white raiment, for thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Now he said, now you come in, he said, I'm going to clean you up. Amen, praise God, and I'm going to take away everything so that when tribulation comes, and all these problems come, you ain't going to have to worry about nothing, because you're going to be so purified and refined and clean, amen, praise God, that nothing will be able to touch you. I have a pastor that said, amen, you got to be where, when afflictions come and suffering come, amen, praise God, that, amen, you're going to be like a duck in water, amen, praise God. That water can get on that duck, amen, and the water will roll back off, because won't nothing penetrate in because of the feathers, amen. So knocking at my door, in this instance, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Praise God. And the Bible saying to the angels of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Praise God. He said, now you got a name, but yet still you dead in your own sin. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found out what's perfect for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty. Praise God. So, amen, if our works are not perfect, then there is a blemish in us. And Jesus come, amen, to purify us, to cleanse us, bring salvation in, sanctify us, amen, so that we can, amen, remain with him as a clean vessel, amen. Praise God. The Bible say our body is the temple of the living God. You destroy this body, you defile this body with all kind of sex chemicals and everything that you can defile it with, then you destroy the temple, amen, and God is going to destroy you. He said, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. The key is repentance. Amen. I don't care what you do. When Jesus come and knock on your door, the first thing you do is repent. Amen. Repent means to go back. To go back to your first love. To go back where you first started. Amen. To your original state. Amen. Before Adam and Eve sinned. Because they are the ones brought in this mess up. Amen. And he said, thank you, Jesus. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Amen. Praise God. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which I have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Amen. Praise God. We got to overcome. Amen. Praise God. We got to have a white raiment on, and we got to, amen, allow Jesus to come in and sup with us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Have a wonderful day.